Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr.
This half hour is presented by Visit Pensacola, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Thursday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Would love to talk to you this morning. 850-437-1620. It's time to talk all things Pensacola. Yes, we have Visit Pensacola's CEO, Darren Schaefer, joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad I was able to pry you away from the office this morning.
Any excuse to get out of the office on a sunny day. Anytime.
This is the day to visit Pensacola.
You know, the last 15 days have been great days to visit Pensacola. I mean, we've just finished two great weeks of activities and events. And if you're a resident of the Pensacola area, anywhere in Escambia County, the last 2 weeks would have been a great time to invite family and friends, especially if you're trying to get them to move to the Pensacola area, because it truly... so much to do throughout that whole time period.
Yeah, I want to recap just a little bit. And hey, if you went to any events or have been frequenting downtown, our beaches, our restaurants all over town, please send us a picture. Send us what you've been doing. 850-437-1620. Okay, I want to know, how did Foo Foo Fest go overall?
Overall, it went great. I mean, the weather really cooperated. We had some great activations. And you know, in addition to the Foo Foo Festival, which is great because it really encompasses two weekends, we had all these other events, sometimes referred to as the Friends of Foo.
Yes.
And these are a number of events that received grants from Visit Pensacola. You had the Frank Brown International Songwriters Festival, which if you've never been to it, I mean, it's just, we went out to the Floribama on the first weekend and we thought we'd sit for an act or two, and then we're like, okay, we'll wait for the next act. And that act was awesome. And then the next group came out. We're like, well, we'll listen to a couple songs. And I mean, we were there 2 hours longer because it was amazing.
That's awesome. And I love that you actually go out and experience everything when it comes to visiting Pensacola. And of course, that brings us to also the app. If you don't have it yet, Experience Pensacola, you gotta go get it. It will change the way you are active in this community.
Yeah, absolutely. It has these great trails that take you throughout the county. And one of my favorite aspects of it, it is probably the most up-to-date information resource for happy hours in the Pensacola area. So definitely valuable in that sense alone.
Yeah. In fact, the other day I had a new neighbor move in. Right, Darren?
Yep.
And so they're new to the area. Maybe they've visited a couple of times, or your family is new, or whether they're coming in and you still have to work, but they can go out and play, right? And so they ask you, like, okay, what's here to do? And you're like, there's so much. My brain is just frozen. You know, that moment of, I know what I'm going to tell you, but I also, there's so much. What do I choose?
Where to start, right?
Exactly.
I see the staff at the visitor centers lock up a little bit. It's like, oh, what do you mean? What's there to do? Everything. There's everything to do.
Everything. Everywhere to eat.
Start with the beach, but, you know, everyone has their interests. And that's what's so great about coming to Pensacola. I mean, we say Pensacola is the way to beach. It's our new messaging. And, you know, it certainly encompasses the number one reason why people come to the Pensacola area. We hear that time and again. But the way to beach is so much more about all the other things that you can do in Pensacola that adds to that experience. And one of the things we hear most often, time and again, and especially people that, what do you like about Pensacola? The residents, the people, the friendliness of our community is top of the list.
Oh, 100%. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. We're talking all things Visit Pensacola, experiencing Pensacola, the way to beach. Yes, we love our beaches. In fact, yesterday I was, you know, when you get lost sometimes on Facebook, which I try not to, and you click on a story and then you're engulfed in it. You're like, okay, I'm committed to see what happens. Like, But yesterday was actually a really good one. It wasn't any drama. It was just somebody had gone to the beach in the middle of the day and was like, you know, just bragging about it. How, oh, you guys are at work and I'm at the beach in the middle of the day. But I was like, man, I'm just looking at the water and I'm just reminded of, number one, how beautiful creation is. And number two, how amazing it is. Like you say, the way to beach, it's literally only a hop, skip, and a jump. Even if you live in Molino, it's a hop, skip, and then a jump over a bridge to be able to get there. It's beautiful.
I think on the panhandle, getting to Pensacola Beach, Perdido Key, I think it's probably the easiest of all the destinations. If you're coming from 10, if you're, you know, if you're traveling in to get to downtown Pensacola or to get out to the beaches, that's a pretty easy drive compared to some of our peers along the panhandle. And I just had some friends in for the first weekend of November from Fort Lauderdale. And they've been in Florida for some time and lived in a few areas, and they were blown away by the Pensacola area. I don't think they really knew what to expect. When we got out to the beach, they were like, what are home values here in the Pensacola area? That was where the conversation led. So
yeah, I love that. Especially, so I lived in Fort Myers for a few years and would frequent the East Coast because you just went across Alligator Alley. And so I will still tell you, it was so difficult to park in Fort Myers. As small as that beach was, it was difficult during traffic. It was just always clogged, and it seemed like, you know, especially during the winter season with all of our beautiful snowbirds that I loved because I was a server. But even here in some of the busiest seasons, you still have just not as much traffic. It's not as congested. Yeah, you have our bigger weekends like the homecoming weekend, which was so much fun. Did you make your
amazing
way out there?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't miss it.
It was literally the best show I've ever seen since I moved here.
It was great. And again, great weather for that. And you know, I totally agree that our beaches and access, certainly Casino Beach, a parking lot can fill up, but if you don't want to be around people, there are so many places you can go, east or west, or get out to Perdido Key and Johnson's Beach Park. I mean, so many ways to have a piece of the beach and the Gulf all to yourself.
Well, and in fact, that also is another thing. If you don't have the Experience Pensacola app or you just want to go online, visit Pensacola.com, you can do that from your browser on your phone, too. You don't have to download the app. Some people, you know, they don't know how to do all that. That's okay. But you have all of this accessibility and information when it comes to transportation, whether it's getting to the beach or just getting here or your different options. So when you Google visiting Pensacola, Visit Pensacola comes up. Isn't that a beautiful thing? And then you have all this information. And also the big news of the past week or so is that Delta is offering a daily nonstop flight to New York from Pensacola starting December 18th.
Yeah, so that's really exciting. And it's a great flight. It's not like this 5 o'clock in the morning departure. I mean, it's right in the middle of the day. So
that's a big deal for us.
You know, for all those folks in New Yorkers, they now have an easy flight to easy going here in Pensacola.
It's and we're seeing more and more people come from the New York area. So I'm okay with it, too. They're getting a taste of beauty. Just keep it beautiful, right?
That's all. Right. That's right. Come and enjoy. Become a part of that, the Florida experience and the Pensacola experience. It is a laid back, easygoing type of community. And, you know, when we came up with the way to beach, how we came up with it is we went through, a unique emotional positioning study. So a long way of saying we did some focus groups. We talked to people who had visited Pensacola before. We went out to Houston and Dallas, Atlanta and Nashville, and we asked them how they felt about the destination. What are the words that they described a Pensacola experience? And we're trying to understand how they feel about the destination so we could use those words to talk to other visitors, and that's how they connect with our destination. And so it was about that. It was relaxed. It was you could be yourself. It wasn't so pretentious as maybe some other communities on the panhandle, and that it was less hectic and unscheduled. Still worked. You know, you didn't have to have a whole itinerary plan when you got here. You could kind of go with the flow. And those are all things that people associate with our destination compared to other places on the panhandle. And again, when we, you know, we asked them about all these iconic things that we have in our market, but time and again, the beach was the reason that they were coming here, because it's the one thing they don't have in their own backyard. And so if you're in Nashville, you got some music there, some nightlife, you know, some events, sports teams, you know, you got some history and culture there, but they don't have a beach. And so it's that white sand beach, it's that blue-green water, warm blue-green water, which does make a difference. And that's someone who was out on the California coast, and, you know, I bought into the, you know, the propaganda about California beaches, but boy, they don't hold a candle to the Gulf Coast.
Not even close. I will agree with you on that, Darren. Darren Schaefer is here with Visit Pensacola. We want to know your favorite thing about living in Pensacola, or what brought you here. 850-437-1620. So are you a Pensacola native, and or if not, what brought you here?
Well, I am not a Pensacola native, but I feel like one now because I've already replaced the roof of my house once. So, I mean, I don't know if that's like the quick path to feeling like a native.
You got your badge.
Yeah, exactly. I'm originally from Wisconsin, and the last 3 years, my wife and I were out in California in a tourism community up in the mountains outside of L.A., so we went from a mountain lake destination to a beach destination. It's been about a year and a half here in Pensacola, and it was the job that brought me here. You know, after about 3 years in California, we realized this is not the long-term solution for us, and even though we moved out there to be closer to our daughters, you know, we knew that, you know, our future lied elsewhere. And then the opportunity in Pensacola came up, and it's just a perfect fit. Felt like home right from the beginning. We love it here. And the fact that, again, we live up in Marcus Point, so, you know, it's 15 minutes from everywhere, but to get out to the beach, we're out there in less than half an hour. It's amazing.
Exactly. I love that. And it's funny to go on that path in life from Midwest to out West and then here to the beautiful Panhandle. You get to really see all the things you can be grateful for, whether you're landlocked or you just have the mountain and the lake, and then a very long and hectic drive to see the Pacific Ocean.
Yes.
We just were in California this summer, and I could not tell you. I was about to eat the sand. I was so thankful when I got back here. I thought maybe it'll like change me and from what I just experienced, but it's different. And that's the thing, is that just what you mentioned, when people were asked about what they love about Pensacola, what they think of when they visit Pensacola, it's more than just the beach. Yes, the beach is beautiful. I mean, you can't change it. It's just there for us, and it's perfect. But then you think about how you don't feel hectic when you're downtown. You don't feel like you have to be somebody that you aren't. You don't have to buy into a certain culture. It's becoming very diverse. We're seeing a lot of change in the best ways, and having Visit Pensacola there too, which I know Nicole Stacy.
Yes.
She just was able to go to the CMAs with Cat Country 98.7, our sister station, and I saw that she was representing us there in Nashville. It brought like a huge sense of pride too, because when people think, when they think Florida, a lot of times they automatically go straight to Miami. They think
Orlando. Yeah.
Mickey Mouse. And even my grandparents had this conversation the other day. So what's Disney like, four 40 minutes? Like,
yeah, we're just outside. Hours. So just outside.
Yeah, literally. But I actually love that we have that distance, because it brings a lot of awareness to this area. And I mean, we're a military town, proud, beautiful, beached military town, and people automatically or all of a sudden start to realize there's more to Florida than what we have been like fed for so long.
You know, I always thought it was so great to be the home of the Blue Angels and to have that, you know, associated with our community. But it's so much more than that. You know, being in a military community, it's really the first time my wife and I have been in one. We love it. We love the respect and the responsibility that seems just to be ingrained, because so many of the people that have gone through the Naval Aviation Station have ended up back here or have retired here. And, you know, we love it. We love that aspect of it. But it's, you know, I've spent a lot of time in tourism towns, and the fact that we have got all these different aspects. We got a downtown that's on you know, thriving and growing and evolving. I mean, and that's the energy we saw just in doing the interviews and our tours. We're like, this, there's lots of great things going on here. And, you know, we have developed areas, but, you know, our beach isn't really going to get much more developed than it is, right? We're, there's not a lot of places to build. So the availability, the openness on Pensacola Beach and Perdido Key, that's really not going to change. And I think that, you know, the other things that are changing are great. And, you know, it's a community that's growing. And the fact that, like, our airport, to have an airport, you know, if you've lived at other places and you don't have that and you got to drive an hour and a half to get to an airport, having one in your backyard, not only that, you know, it's convenient to get to, but successful and growing. I mean, that second terminal, mm-hmm. you know, it's just down the road, a couple of years. I mean, that's in the works. And that's a real positive sign for the continued growth of our community.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing that somebody said the other day, I was having a conversation with somebody who was visiting, and I was just struck up a conversation in the supermarket, right? And where are you from? And what, you know, all that. And there, she was like, I cannot believe how clean your airport is. And I, Darren, I was laughing because that's the first thing she thought of. That's what she experienced when she flew in and was, you know, getting off the plane, trying to get all of her stuff together. And she was like, wow, this place is clean. Like, okay, we could nap here on the floor.
Well, we don't track, you know, we call them key performance indicators, and we don't track all of them out there. But I think there's some unusual ones like that, or I think that struck, something that struck us that was out is how friendly people were in the Walmart. Now, I don't know, you know.
That's amazing.
What's the evaluation system on that, and how we rank nationally on friendliness in the Walmart. But it comes back to the community and the people and how warm they are.
Oh, absolutely. It does. It comes down to the people. You're right. Right there. Darren Schaefer is here with Visit Pensacola. He is the CEO for Visit Pensacola. So y'all did some rebranding. We talked about this. And what was the idea when it came to switching to the way to beach?
Well, it's kind of an evolution that's been ongoing because while, you know, we did this focus group and we weren't thinking that all of a sudden something else would come out of right field and we have this big epiphany that, oh my God, how did we miss this? But we felt it was time to again not only reinforce what the primary drivers are, but do that deeper dive into the emotional connection with the community. And so with that, we wanted to start incorporating you know, those words and those feelings into our marketing. We're doing more of natural sounds on our video. It's not a lot of loud music and jump cuts from one scene to the next. It's much more in connection with how people feel about the destination. And the idea of the way to beach is, you know, we feel that how we do it and the experience in Pensacola is the way to do it. And it's, we always have known that a beach experience every day, you know, 3-4 hours typically, and people are looking to do other things. And the beauty is, there are a lot of other things that you can do in the Pensacola area. So it is the downtown, and it is the arts and the culture and the history that people can experience. And, you know, a few of our pieces have been a little disconnected over the last couple of years, and, you know, we can't wait till we get the Naval Aviation Museum back online in a way that everybody can come out whenever they want to come out again. Hopefully that's not too far down the road.
Right. But I do love that the community is understanding in that too. Safety first, respect first. And so I do love that. And I look forward. I miss being able to go and walk around the museum with my kiddos for sure. We've got a lot of beautiful pictures coming in from Fufu Fest. We've got blues, pictures from downtown, the beach. I am loving all of them. 850-437-1620. We have the holidays coming up. We are a week away from Turkey Day.
We are, you know, and November has been off to such a great start with Fufu Festival and these other events, and now we're shifting into Thanksgiving, and you know, one of the events that is over the weekends is the Gulf Coast Blues Festival, so a music event if you're into blues music. But probably the biggest one is Winterfest, right? It's Winterfest is one of the most popular events. It actually kicks off this weekend on the 21st. And then you can go to our website or the Pensacola Winterfest website, and they have their dates because, you know, it's the Winterfest trolley, and Santa's there. Also the Grinch, and you've got the Polar Express, and they've got performances. It's the downtown is beautiful. It's already lit up. It looks great. And so we encourage everybody to get out and see it during the day and come back at night.
It's magical. It's pure magic.
That's what I was trying to say.
Every year we look forward to it, and the kids just absolutely love it. So yes, there is a ton to do. Also, the really cool thing, and it's right here on Facebook too. If you go on to Facebook, you can look for Visit Pensacola. You can go on Instagram, Visit Pensacola. Go online, visitpensacola.com, or download the Experience Pensacola app. But if you're looking for holiday deals, or you have family coming in too, there is a link to click on, which will take you to all the different Groupons and BOGOs and coupon, all the things that is available for people to take advantage of over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's a great part of both the website and the app. And one thing we're excited about doing again, it's called the Holiday Trail, and you access that through the app. And it's a list of different activities you can do. It's a great way to experience winter, part of Winterfest and the area, by visiting these different locations. I find sometimes when you have a little bit of an itinerary and someone kind of points you in the right direction, you see a lot more than you would maybe just do on your own. And by doing so, you get to enter into drawings for some great prizes. So it's for residents as well as visitors.
Oh, absolutely. And the really cool thing, which leads us to, if you are a business owner or have an event coming up, you can submit your event, because literally, like I said before, this is like a tour guide in your pocket, which is what you just said. It's somebody walking you through, whether it's deals and steals and where to stay, where to eat, but also things to do, like when it comes to the festival coming up or to Winterfest. You go online and you can actually submit your event, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we encourage anybody and everybody to submit their events through visitpensacola.com. It's ranked the number one website in Pensacola by the readers of In Weekly, so we're very proud of that, and that's been going on for a number of years. But you know, we have visitation to that site every day, all the time, and so it's great free exposure to your event, and we encourage everybody to take advantage of that.
Absolutely. Hey, Darren, I want to ask you a question. With the growth that's happening in our area, especially Pensacola, we're seeing downtown just boom and grow and expand. It's like watching stretchy pants get to the max. But what is something that, I don't know, a piece of advice that you would give to Pensacolians or for newcomers when it comes to keeping our town, on our city, on the right track when it comes to tourism and being kind and friendly? Do you have any good advice for us?
Well, you know, a piece of advice that I heard when I first got here, because we were dealing with a lot of unknowns, the comment of pack your patience. So when you're going out and about, make sure you pack your patience, because it has been, you know, a couple year of trying circumstances. So whether it's dealing with some labor shortages that, of course, we're still dealing with, or it, you know, the bridges open up, so that's very much a positive thing. You know, and we're seeing a little bit more traffic than we have. You know, COVID actually, you know, dropped traffic quite a bit. So I think people got used to having a few
we were spoiled.
Fewer cars on the road. you know, along those lines, I think the downtown area is can be a very special place. The vibe, you got that kind of that French, Spanish, New Orleans feel to some of the facades. I think that's, people just fall in love with that and love that look and feel, and continue to have a sense of destination that, you know, has kind of a certain look. You know, I'm a big proponent of that and trying to maintain that, mm-hmm. and encourage that.
That historical value.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, when we talk about the growth of the destination, one thing that I think Visit Pensacola is going to be looking to support and develop and encourage is, you know, bringing in some meeting and conference space, probably most likely to the downtown area, be the best place for it. Because, you know, with the loss of, was it the New World?
The New Orleans, yes.
Yeah, New Orleans Landing. You know, we have, you know, just a few locations of size that can accommodate bigger groups. And so we don't want any of our existing events to outgrow our destination,
sure.
which, you know, something like PensaCon is certainly at that point where they could get bigger, but due to limitations, you have EntreCon that's using multiple locations that just happened this week. You've got all kinds of groups and organizations and fundraisers that struggle to find, a date at this point because of all things, we're dealing with backlog of weddings that are happening now that are taking, using up all our meeting space.
That's good. That shows the growth. Darren, thank you for joining me this morning. Go online, visit Pensacola.com or download the Experience Pensacola app.
All right. Thank you, Jenna.
Absolutely. Hey, stay tuned. We've got Mark Jacobs coming up with a local news update.